We have these regional platform meetings on disaster risk, which bring together governments, officials, ministers, various stakeholders from the private sector, from civil society, indigenous groups, women's groups. And it's really at these regional meetings that regional action coalesces and commitment coalesces. These meetings actually reflect the progress in the regions in reducing disaster risk, but they also contribute to accelerating the progress, the sharing of information, the agreed strategies, and identifying the key priorities for the region in the years ahead to implement this global agreement that all countries have signed, the Sendai Framework.
And are the various countries and territories of the Americas doing enough so far to honor Sendai and to make Sendai, this agreement of 2015, a reality?
I don't think any of us is doing enough right now to reduce the huge risk from these hazards, partly because we're seeing climate change greatly accelerating, exacerbating existing hazards and the ability of people to cope with these hazards. Partly because economic growth is not risk-informed, so we're building hospitals in flood zones. So we're not doing enough to meet the hugely accelerating risks, but there has been enormous progress, including reducing loss of life in major disasters in places like the Philippines and Bangladesh. So we've got more to do. There's progress, but not nearly enough.
Given the scale of disasters, how much progress can individual countries really make? I mean, can you give me a few examples of where you are hopeful in terms of the Americas?
Yeah. So a recent example is Hurricane Patricia in Mexico, which the Mexicans had evacuated 1 million people before this storm struck. And there was not a single loss of life. And through the government, through early warning, through the president and others actively urging people to evacuate, through having practiced evacuations, to evacuate 1 million people is amazing.
What are the lessons of Hurricane Matthew? Obviously a devastating event in terms of Haiti in particular.
Well, Haiti has enormous challenges. They're coping with poverty. There was a huge influx of funding from donors following the big earthquake. And actually, there were some measures put in place to address disaster risk more generally, including hurricane risk. So there were towns that were evacuated, but still, I think the burden of poverty and challenges are enormous, and there was loss of life. So I think Haiti highlights that, number one, the links between poverty and exposure to disasters, and number two, that it is possible to make progress, but it has to be really concentrated, consistent effort, led by the governments themselves, of course, but with support from donors.
And how difficult is it to persuade individual countries and political leaderships to invest in something which obviously hasn't yet occurred? I mean, this must be your biggest challenge in a way, to just persuade people that it's worth it.
What I've seen, what we've seen when we look back historically, the recent history, is that often the big opportunities happen, sadly, right after a major disaster, where suddenly there's political will to make sure these sorts of things don't happen again. We've seen that in Mexico after a major earthquake. But many, many countries and many leaders I've met with and ministers have highlighted how critical those events have been to generate political action. I think the real challenge and one of the benefits of disaster risk reduction is it's basically creating tools that make it impossible to forget what these disasters cost, and also to anticipate through risk profiling, how those risks are changing and what the financial implications of that are, so that you can actually begin embedding it in core economic planning and decision making.
Finally, what's the UN's key role in a regional conference like this?
I was really curious when I took on this job about a year ago to actually try and answer that question of what role does the framework play and the UN itself in this changing world in raising commitment. And I've been really surprised and impressed, not this wasn't something I contributed to, but my predecessors have, that the UN has played a really fundamental role in convening both governments with key stakeholders, private sector, civil society, science and technology groups together, and that engagement has really created a platform and an environment where progress can accelerate on reducing disaster risk. It is very tangible, it's very obvious, and it's very obvious to me after now visiting many regions and talking to people that role of the UN in creating a legitimacy in convening and in then contributing to accelerating progress has been fundamental. So I'm very proud of the fact that the UN is playing that role, And this is an area where I think we can make enormous further progress in the decade ahead.